Rockjaw Grang was having what he figured would be his last good hot meal for a while. Working his way through an immense potato, mushroom and carrot pasty, oozing with dark, rich herb gravy. Dibbons surrounded the big hare, watching his throat bob up and down as he polished off a tankard of dandelion and burdock cordial. Gubby old the mole babe pushed a steaming cherry and damson pudding in front of Rockjaw, and Slowey, none the worse for her adventure, poured yellow meadow cream plentifully over it.
Oh, are you gonna eat all of that up, Mr. Gang?
Rockjaw sat the mouse babe up on the table.
Sithy, just you watch me little lass, but keep out of way, else I'll scuffle you and all. Aye, you'd be right tasty with a plum in your mouth and some cream o'er your head.
Clapping their paws and jumping up and down, the Dibbons chortled. The giant hare set Slowey back down on the floor.
Only if she's very naughty. Hey, up! What's this?
Two thoroughly evil-looking vermin shuffled into the kitchens and began dirtying their blades by coating them with vegetable oil and soot from the stovepipes. The Dibbons shrieked and leapt upon Rockjaw. Clinging tearfully to his neck, he patted the tiny head soothingly.
Shush now, little uns. 'Tis only Midge and Tam all acting at being varmints. You go and play with the baby owls and Rosano now. I'll eat those two up if they frightens any more Dibbons.
Shad the gatekeeper took Abbas Tansy and Cracklin down to the platform beneath the south wall. They lowered two lanterns on a rope and saw that the water had dwindled away to a mere trickle. Shad grunted with satisfaction.
You see, ma'ams, they found the stream and lightly blocked it off. Soon it'll be dry down there. Mayhaps then we'll go down and take a look around. I don't mind telling you, I'm real curious to see what 'tis like. I know you are too, Miss Cracklin.
The old recorder peered down at the drying stream bed.
It's my duty to see what's down there. Everything has to be recorded and written up for future generations of our abbey. Which leads me to think I've been looking in the wrong place to find out more about this. The answer might lie at your gatehouse, Shad. I suspect that if we look through Redwall's first records, the truth about all this may emerge.
Tansy kissed her old friend's cheek.
But of course, what a clever old recorder you are, Cracklin.
The recorder of Redwall turned away from the pit, signalling Shad to escort them above ground.
You're no spring daisy yourself, Mother Abbess. Come on, we've a long, dusty job ahead of us.
Shad hastily excused himself from the task.
Begging your pardon, ma'ams, but I got other chores to do. You ladies help yourselves to anything you need from my gatehouse. I can't abide the dust and disorder when you start unpacking those old record books and scrolls off the shelves, Miss Cracklin.
Tansy watched the otter hurrying off across the abbey lawns.
Other chores to do indeed, great wallop and water dog.
Cracklin chuckled as she took her friend's paw.
Don't be too hard on poor Shad. Otter's never made good scholars. He is probably off to play with little Rosano and the baby owls.